the Opening Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net, taking a look at this opening market session. Jim, first off, what's been going on in the grain markets?
Hey, good morning. It is very, very quiet overnight market. The corn found a little bit of a bid, up a quarter to three quarters of a cent. The beans are down about a half on the front. The back month new crop down around 3 cents. Bean oil continues to feel some more pressure as the bean oil stocks grew on the latest report. And that still shows a little bit of a concern of lack of demand. Essentially, the renewable diesel industry seems to be buying more canola and cooking oil instead of bean oil. So that's a little pulling the bean oil down. That's been a little bit of drag on the beans, and the wheat market's a little bit mixed between the different exchanges.
Now, of course, we saw some Iowa farmers getting into the ground on Monday and trying to get some progress done before the rain. Now, obviously, not a ton gotten so far on that, but the market seemed pretty nonplussed by the rain stopping planting progress. So, how's that weighing into the markets right now?
Right now, I would argue it's almost a little bit negative. I mean, where I'm at, I'm here in northern Illinois, just a couple of counties over from the lake. Not a lot's moving around here. We've had a lot of rain here the last couple of weeks. We got hit with rain last night. I mean, going into the east guys are definitely waiting a little bit. They're waiting for the ground to dry out. We did have a lot of clients in Iowa, Minnesota. It's kind of an interesting rally. Some of them went for it. The ground was working pretty good, and they pushed hard and get some. We've heard both corn and beans being planted in Iowa before this rain event. But then there was another group of producers said, you know what, I'm going to wait because we've been so dry. This rain's probably going to soak in pretty quick. We've got some really cold temperatures coming in after the fact. And that kind of, you know, halted some planting. But in general, the market, I think, is looking at the date going, hey, it's the middle of April. We really aren't behind. And the fact is that rain came across some of the driest portions of the country, which, let's face it, needed it, plain and simple.
Right. And, you know, we can't, like you just said, we cannot look that gift horse in the mouth when it comes to getting any rain to, kind of quench that drought a little bit. Looking at the forecast, you know, we've got that cooler, wetter weather for looks like a little while now. So, of course, last year it was so dry that we got into the ground pretty quickly. But, you know, I guess at this point it might just have to be a little bit of a test of patience to see if we can get into the ground at, you know, a little bit more of a normal time.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, it's a test of patience. So we have talked to some clients already, said, look, parts of Iowa got maybe an inch, a little bit less than an inch. They said it soaked in. They think they could be in there relatively quick. If you look at the further out forecast, we slowly warm up over the next 10 days. We got some hit and miss rain, but there's nothing out there that suggests we're going into a very wet spring that we had a few years ago where we had flooding issues across the Midwest. And I think if you look at the market right now, the market's just not concerned about planting delays right now. It is going to take something to shake us out of this, Riley. Could it be a weather play? Could it be cold weather down the line potentially? Could it be more problems in South America? You are hearing some people talk continued issues in South America, but right now the market seems very comfortable with the current price of corn, right around 430, 435. I mean, we've been trading that spot May corn price 435 now for what seems like almost 2 months, and I guess you could argue that's fair value until something knocks us off that paradigm, and that's either going to be a change in demand or a change in supply fears.
All right, and then looking at the livestock side of things, market's not open for trading yet today, but what are we projecting to see in that livestock trade today?
Well, if you look at the feeder cattle, they had a really good move yesterday. The April feeders got over the 100-day close just below it. Strong rebound. You know, the market was a little bit overbought. It was due for a correction. This bird flu story probably, I believe, gave us too hard of a correction. I'm optimistic that we could and should get somewhat of a rebound here. Remember, Riley, the demand season, one of some of the best demand of the year for livestock for beef is coming up as we speak, going into May and June. Overall, the supply of cattle still is very, very tight. Overall, the economy is still going very, very well. Those are all indications, I would argue, that eventually this cattle market would start to rally back up. But if we do get that rally, you know, we're telling producers, just like in livestock and the grains, don't be afraid to lock in some of these profit margins, because you can see how quick one story can change the dynamic. So if you have the opportunity to lock book profits, don't be afraid to do it.
And of course, HPAI kind of looming over the livestock industry in a way that we probably didn't expect a while ago with the infection into cattle herds. Dairy cattle herds. At this point, we haven't seen much new go on there, so have we kind of almost steeled to that news right now?
I think we have for the moment, although I heard reports today that there was a chicken farm, an egg farm, over in Michigan that had essentially had to eradicate a whole flock simply because it has been infected. So it's still out there. It's on the back burner. Hopefully it stays on the back burner, but you got to be prepared. I mean, the wrong headline could send this market, back down again. The fact is the funds liquidated a lot of their positions, but they're still long and they could go short if they feel bearish enough. So there is some downward risk.
All right, Jim, lots of great information today. For those of our listeners who would like to get in touch and learn more from the folks at agmarket.net, how can they do that?
You can reach me directly at 815-665-0461. Reach any of the Ag Market team members at 844-424-6758.
That again was Jim McCormick of agmarket.net. We'll go ahead and take a look at the opening market prices. May corn up 0.75 cents at 431¾. May soybeans down 0.5 cents at 1144¼. May soybean meal up 30 cents at 335.60. Soybean oil down 5 cents at 44.86. Chicago wheat up 3 even at 552¾. Kansas City hard red wheat down 0.5 cents at 587 even. Minneapolis spring wheat up 1 even at 639¼. May oats down 5¼ at 340¾. On the Merck, June live cattle opening down 30 at 175.42. May feeders down 37 at 240.60. May lean hogs down 32 at 94.40. Pork cutout closed yesterday unchanged at 101.40. And May Class 3 milk down 23 cents at 17.08. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. Thanks again to Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for joining us today here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. I'm Riley Smith.